coming up. I want to go to Reverend Ted Pike, and we appreciate him joining us. We'll give you his website. No one out there has fought the hate crimes bills, the cyberbullying bills, like this man. You know, they'll use a poor person beaten to death by people to try to pass these laws. They openly say they want to ban denying climate change. They want to ban reading from the Bible. Canada's already started it. They want to restrict in the Cyberbullying Act. It says if you hurt someone's feelings, not even call for violence, you can be federally charged. This is all happening. And this could be on Obama's desk very, very soon. This is very serious. Reverend Ted Pike, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
Tell us the latest, sir.
Well, I'll give you a little background here. Most of our listeners are probably aware that the federal hate crimes bill passed the House and Senate this spring. And in the Senate, the hate bill was attached as an amendment to the annual defense authorization bill. Now, America has a rare opportunity right now, I believe, to actually destroy this federal hate crimes bill. Because this spring and throughout the spring and summer, Obama has been warning Congress that he will veto any defense spending bill if it asks $100 billion for extra F-35 warplane engines. Now, that's exactly what the House and Senate are asking right now. They are demanding an extra $100 billion for extra F-35 warplane engines. They are defying Obama. And they are putting him in an excellent position to stand his ground. This is, you see, this is his first veto threat to Congress. He has a lot to lose if he loses this veto threat. And I believe that if Americans avalanche through email the White House website today, we could see the real possibility that if Obama saw a tsunami of protests coming in against the F-35 engines and encouraging him not to pass the defense authorizations bill, I think there's a window of opportunity that he could be encouraged to stand true to his promise and actually veto the hate crimes authorization bill package. And that, of course, would mean the end of the hate bill in this Congress. And so I'm just encouraging people to send in emails now to the White House website, and I'll just briefly give that. It's www.whitehouse.gov/contact. And you can get that on the web. And here's briefly the two things I suggest you tell the president. Number one, Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying federal hate crimes bill. That's number one email I'd like to send you. I'll just repeat that a little slower. Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying federal hate crimes bill. And then number two, Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines. Again, Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines. Now, this bill, this authorization bill with this defiant demand for $100 billion of taxpayers' money for unnecessary engines, that was approved by the House of Representatives last Thursday. It has not been approved by the Senate. And today's Memorial Day, obviously, they can't approve it today. It's not on the Senate calendar for tomorrow. It could be on for Wednesday. So we have the better part of a week here to absolutely bombard the White House with these two messages.
Pastor Ted Pike.
If people don't have their pen and paper handy, just come to truthtellers.org. We have this article, we have these instructions, and so on, right there on the homepage of truthtellers.org.
Reverend, is there any other maneuvers we can do to beat this? Obviously, they have House rules on no legislating on appropriations, but this is legislation, freedom of speech killing Is there any other maneuver? How could Republicans allow this to be on there? Why? I mean, are they fighting it? Is there anything else we can do, or do we just hope to kill it over these Raptor engines? I mean, is this a done deal if we don't kill it this one way?
Last week, the House Republicans fought very hard to try to strip it off of the defense authorization bill. They said it was irrelevant and so on. They failed. The Democratic majority was simply too strong. I expect the same thing will probably happen in the Senate. And as I say, that could happen probably as early as Wednesday. What I think we have to do here is paradoxically, we have to stand behind Obama. Obama, in his DFW speech as late as August, he laid down the law to the Democrats. He said, if you add $100 billion of extra pork on this defense authorization bill, I'm going to veto it. He laid it down. He says, I'm not backing down. And that's exactly what they did last week.
All right, Reverend Pike, briefly, people can go to truthtellers.org to find out more. And this is serious. We've got to fight this. Consequence is ours. You know, duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. We've got to do the right thing here regardless. But for those that don't know, briefly explain to them what this hate bill does. It expands a federal thought crimes division, a commissariat.
Absolutely. Just look up to Canada where they've lost free speech as a result of this kind of legislation, which was introduced by the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, back in 1970. That's what's coming for America. I'll just give you a brief resume of the amendments to the Constitution it destroys. It destroys the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which says the government can't give special protections, rights, and services to special groups above others. This bill elevates homosexuals, Jews, Latinos, Muslims, three times higher than the rest of the population, tripling penalties for anybody who commits a hate crime against them. It also destroys the 10th Amendment of the Constitution by unifying federal law enforcement with local law enforcement. It's called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. That means it's an attempt to unify in a seamless chain of command the federal policing powers with local policing powers against violent hate crimes. Now, that's the very definition of a police state when you have no checks and balances on federal policing powers. And then thirdly, it will destroy the First Amendment of the Constitution. The 1968 law on which this is based says in Title 18, Section 2A, that if anybody's speech induces or incites somebody else, even off on the airwaves 2,000 miles away, to commit some kind of a violent hate crime, and the perpetrator of the hate crime says he was influenced by Alex Jones or Reverend so-and-so or whatever, then Alex Jones and that pastor are going to have to stand in federal court as having been guilty of inciting a violent hate crime. Now, it is true that as a result of a great deal of protest that we brought in back in July, the Brownback Amendment was reluctantly added by the Democrats, saying that a pastor, a talk show host, a publisher, whatever, cannot be directly indicted for the general effect of his speech. He has to immediately incite some kind of violent act. On the other hand, the whole momentum of this legislation is to create a bias-oriented justice system in America, which will lay down indictments, and then these cases will go to judges
all
the way up.
Stay there. Do a final segment, Reverend Pike. We got a break. It sets up the federalization of police and builds the grid and sets up the political police. Now they've openly announced world government police run by the Justice Department. And they're going to track you down for your speech. That's in the New York Times.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey Elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls.
All right, we've got a few minutes left with Reverend Ted Pike, TruthTellers.org. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Reverend, you were going over some of the things that it does, and we've got the cyberbullying on top of it. I mean, this really is the fall of the Republic.
Alex, in the last several weeks, we've pretty much knocked the cyberbullying bill in the head. A lot of people called in, and we got the Republicans active. They brought in excellent constitutional witnesses in that judiciary a crime subcommittee hearing, and we routed them. And in fact, the big media in the United States, including the New York Times, the Popular Science Online, and so on, was ridiculing the cyberbullying bill. I tell you that to encourage people that when we take action and really scream bloody murder about these bills, we can hold the liberals, ADL, and so on, homosexual lobby back in Congress. That's exactly what we've got to do right now. We literally have hours before that, this awful federal hate crimes bill could be brought before the president. We need to send off those emails to whitehouse.gov, come to Truth Tellers. We've got it all laid out there on our action page, exactly what you're supposed to say. Get those off. It will only take you 10 minutes, 5 minutes, in fact, to do more than you could possibly imagine right now, I believe, to encourage the president to stand by his harsh promise he made to Democrats. But if they're going to add $100 billion more pork on that arms bill, he's going to veto it. Let's stand behind him. Let's stand by behind Obama and let him know that the American people are, number one, they're not going to stand for him to sign this bill into law. We're going to take revenge next year at midterms if he does sign it in. Number two, he has to stand up behind his promise repeatedly made this spring that he will not load down down the American people with another $100 billion for unnecessary, wasteful F-35 engines.
Well, Ted Pike, the problem is he always does the opposite of what he says he'll do, but, well, let's pray we can put pressure on him this time because this is a First Amendment killer. Ted Pike, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.